First off, churches got the best sides. Not the best chicken, but the best sides. Hey, I go to churches and order a large mashed potatoes, a large french fry, a large fry okra, some corn, some apple pies, that sweet tea. Hey, that's all I need from churches. I don't want your chicken. Because that wing,
see,
I'm a little suspicious about that wing.
Hey, that the wing is the truth, bro.
man, look, that's the wing with an extra wing. I said, God damn, that wing got a wing. I said, like, what the fuck?
Now, see, what I want to do is I want to take church's chicken and take the chicken and put it with Popeye sides.
Nah, Popeye sides be straight flagging out here, dog. Them motherfuckers, I got a fry the other day that cut my mouth.
No, I don't eat the red beans and rice.
I don't fuck with, nigga, I'm down south. I don't know. Some of them can be beans, some of them can be roaches. I don't play with them cats down here.
What's wrong with eating a roach, all right? I'm sure we've all eaten a roach once in our life.
Let's go ahead and get the show started on that shit.
Oh, okay.
I will.
I hope they recorded, though.
Of course it recorded. Anytime Jerv is on, the mic is hot. That's how that goes, man.
I feel like Kenny Powers, man. Goddamn.
Anytime Jerv is on, the mic is hot, man. Let's get this shit started.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the illest site on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 94. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka You Better Call Saul. I'm not over my show being gone yet. Anyway, man. I'm sitting there with tag team partner. You just heard the so you know who that is. King Germ is back on the Frocast. You can keep listening. Germ, say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka Stan Musial, aka Dennis Eckersley, aka give me some more famous St. Louis Cardinals, all right. I'm just rolling out all the Cardinals.
This is what we're doing.
I'm just saying, man. Listen, nothing made me happier than seeing the St. Louis Cardinals lose, but nothing made me sadder than seeing the motherfucking Boston Red Sox win. It was like I was in a sticky, bad situation because I didn't want to see Saul Wright happy. I didn't want to see him about 13-13 or whatever, how many titles y'all didn't win. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to see that, but I didn't want to see the Boston Red Sox win either. So, you know, but I'm back in the building, man. I'm back in the building.
This is the nigga I call my brother. Did you? He don't want to see me happy.
God. Not your sports teams. I can't see your sports team. I mean, damn, you happy in life? Yes. But your sports teams?
I don't know anymore, Jeremy. I don't know. You're on probation.
Can I ask you a question? Who's your favorite college team?
Mizzou.
And who did they beat 2 weeks ago?
Showing the grudge. That's what this is about.
Sorry, all right. Missouri was having the best week ever. They was ranked in the top five, and the Cardinals in the fucking the World Series. The Rams had a Monday night game. I said, this is just too much going on. And I couldn't take it, man. And then it all came crashing down last week. Missouri got their ass kicked. St. Louis. So, I mean, it's just like, you know.
It was a bizarre world, nigga. One weekend, we was the best shit. The Blues won, the Rams won, the Cardinals won, Mizzou won. I was like, oh, shit, nigga. I need to go to the lottery. The next week, everybody lost, nigga.
Yes.
Everybody. All right. Arch Fellows, Ozzie Smith had AIDS. Vince Coleman slapped the shit out of none. It was the worst week ever, man. So, yeah. Shout out to Jern for fucking up my high, man. And along with Jern, we got the homie GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, Blue.
We're going by your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. No Plantains Needed, a.k.a. The Black Tyrion Lannister, a.k.a. Dorsey Levins. What's up, y'all?
Damn.
He said Dorsey fucking Levins. Now, I was a young kid when he ran in the Super Bowl, but I do remember Dorsey Levins, man.
Hey, Dorsey was dope on the games, too.
Yeah.
The Madden games.
He was the first ever of the Madden curse.
Yeah, it was a wrap, and y'all still being cursed. Still.
Hey, man. Hey, but Eddie Lacy ran for 135 yards last night, though.
Yeah, but you lost your quarterback. What would you trade? Eddie Lacy having a good night or Rodgers being able to play without a broken collarbone?
I'd take Eddie Lacy being healthy because he's on my fantasy team.
Speaking of fantasy, how y'all doing, bro? Talk about it.
I'm doing fabulous. That's how I'm doing. I got four straight wins. I moved my way from, what was that, 15 germ to 8?
Yeah. GQ Blue, hey, between him and Captain Comeback, They've had the greatest games. You know, me, I'm still in the top, you know, top three. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's no story there. You know, I'm 72. You know, no big humbug. You know, no, you know, that's expected. But, you know, GQ Blue, after being 1-4, he's turned the season around. He's 5-4 now. You know, in the playoff hunt, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, man, I gotta tip my hat to him. You know, he's doing his thing. Sadly, you know, it's all gonna come to an end, because when the playoffs come, he's gonna have to go against the buzzsaw known as I Am Heisenberg. And, you know, that's just, I mean, it happens. I mean,
hey, man, Russell Wilson quicker when he need to. That's all I got to say.
Hey, and shout out to Riley Cooper. I played him on one of my fantasy teams this week. Motherfucking Riley. I told y'all, listen, man, when Mike Vick is in the game, he don't throw Riley Cooper the ball. When Nick Foles is in the game, he throws Riley Cooper the ball. So, for all y'all people that's having questions about if Nick Foles is starting, please start Riley Cooper. Don't start Deshaun Jackson.
How many points did he get you?
36.7. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
I would have to say, now don't go around benching Deshaun. Let's, you know what I mean, last week it was still 26 points. So
136.
Hey, it's still 26. It worked for me.
And I will say, I gotta start starting Zach Stacy with Chris Johnson, because both of them had a monster game.
Whoa, don't get caught up on that Chris Johnson shit. All right, man. Whoa. I mean, that was just his first big game in like 5 years? You know what I'm saying? Calm down.
Hey,
they don't have nobody else.
But he's been, I think the lowest I've had from him this year was like, I think I had one game with 4 points, one game with 10 points. But he's been getting at least 15 points, because they're hitting him with them little screen routes. So he might only have 31 yards rushing, but he's still getting like 70 yards passing game.
Yeah, you're in the PPR league, so you're getting it for reception.
No, we're not in no PPR league, sir.
So how the fuck is he getting 15 points a game?
Hey, I was about to crush GQ stats. You know, he was coming with a Saul Wright, King Germ stat. I was going to do my research real fast, but, you know, that's why I was just like, I was going to let him have it. But you know what I'm saying?
Can I talk about my pickups real quick that may help me win the game? I mean, I know.
Wait, y'all, I mean, you're not in our league, so it really don't matter. Go ahead, Saul Wright. Humor us with your other...
Shout out to Kyle for giving me another 12 points last night, carried me through. Shout out to Kenny Stills for just being there. You know, I appreciate that, man. I was able to pull the game out. I had half my roster was on the bye weeks. I sent a trade, my nigga. I got to do the dub on this. I sent a trade, my nigga. 5 players for 2.
God damn, you feel me?
You feel me? The dude had 7 losses straight. He didn't take the trade. This week I won, that nigga lost. So thanks to you. I appreciate you, my dude, because you made me revamp my roster and make some moves, and it helped. So I appreciate you. So now I'm 7-2. I'm still in second place, and I get both my running backs back. I got Gore and Forte back. It's going to be trouble for the rest of y'all, man. That's all I got to say, man. I just had to get that in, bro. This is good. Shout out to the other league. We're in a picks league. Jeremy's in the picks league with me, and I forgot to set my pick for this week. Sandman got me. I forgot to set my pick, so I figured it was over. My homeboy picked, and his team that he picked lost. So we're co-champions. We both lost, and we're both co-champions. So shout out to my homie GQ, or G, not GQ, it's another G. We got
and just for clarity purposes, Chris Johnson only scored over 14.
Yeah, I just checked that. It's only twice.
3 times this year he scored in double digits. And that was a 14, a 17, and a 29. I have him on one of my teams. That's why I was just like,
I knew it didn't sound right. I was like, if it's not a PPR, how are you getting all them points? It didn't sound right, man. What else happened this week other than Aaron Rodgers losing his mind and breaking his collarbone?
Hey, I blame GQ Blue because he tweeted, oh, nothing a beautiful feeling than seeing Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson connect on the pass. 3 plays later, Aaron Rodgers going to the back. I said, God damn it, man. I was like, this motherfucking Blue. I mean, I was happy because I was
it was funny because, you know, the person, I don't know who I was playing against, but they had Aaron Rodgers starting, so, you know, until I broke away with a 60-point lead, you know, Sunday, I was like, man, you know, Rodgers have a great game. And I was like, man, I already knew something that was going to happen when I knew she was going to start Rodgers. I was like, man, because I don't need him to have a great game, but I need him to, you know, have a good game. And I started thinking like that. I was like, you know what? Something bad about to happen.
Hey, you should have known, man. Shout out to, McCown? Who's the backup for Detroit, for the Bears?
Luke McCown.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. He actually won the game.
Yes, he is.
And the reason they won that game is because goddamn Seneca Wallace couldn't keep our defense off the bench. Them dudes was tired as shit.
Yeah, I mean, shit, when you're not throwing no passing plays, I mean, what you think going to happen? You just throw me in the game. Listen, I'm Seneca Wallace. I back up Aaron Rodgers. You think I took one snap in practice this week? You think I thought I was going to play today? Like, you know, man, I stayed up all night last night putting together bullshit for my kids. I know I'm not playing tomorrow. And all of a sudden I'm playing. I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit fucked me up. Like, man.
It was three-step drops. It's like, boom, it's out. Boom, it's out. That's a tough one. That's a tough one, man. They should have went ahead and signed Vince Young.
It might what? Be hey, listen, people, stop telling teams to sign Vince Young. He's a bum. He's a bum. Shout out to Miss T Lee. Shout out to Miss T Lee. I'm gonna say that out front. You know, with all due respect, my sister, Peace Queen, that nigga's a bum.
Hey, man, we could have used Vince Young. That's all I'm saying.
It's all right. Bad as the Rams are, y'all be even worse with Vince Young.
Slow down, man. He got a better winning percent than Kellen Clemens, my nigga.
Okay, let's talk about Vince Young winning percentage. Since this is a little, you know, Vince Young, he was good the first 2 years. After that, Vince Young is garbage.
Winning percentage, sir?
What did that got to do with anything? He won.
It's still what, like 30-18 starts?
The dude had,
with the Titans?
Yeah, his winning percentage is like near 6.5, 650. Kelly Clemens?
How many games did he start, man? I mean, like you said, listen, Kelly Clemens, y'all got more problems than just your quarterback, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't just throw it off on him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all was bad with Sam Bradford. So, I mean.
Sam Bradford's bad.
He's not bad as Vince Young. I'll take Sam Bradford over Vince Young any day.
Based on what?
Based on Sam Bradford being able to actually throw and hit a receiver.
How you long? Know? Yeah, if it's 5 yards.
Hey, Vince Young can't even do that. Vince Young.
But I told you so, right? Sam Bradford got more on the Christian Ponder. So it could always be worse. I've never seen somebody throw a short Hail Mary before from the 50-yard line. I was like, I could go out there and throw a 50-yard Hail Mary, but not the 50-yard line. Shit.
Hey, man, you look bad, man. I would sign right now. I'd probably sign Jerm. I think the Rams could win a game with Jerm over Kelly Clemens right now.
Y'all tried to call Favre.
Hey, we need to do something. Now,
Jamarcus Russell is still out there. I mean, I'm just going to say that. I'm just
gonna put... And he dropped 50 pounds. He dropped 50 pounds.
So he's 650. So
he's still chunky, but he dropped 50 pounds.
We probably need him to run the ball.
Hey, I'm going to say a name, GQ Blue, and tell me what comes to mind when I say this name. The Pillsbury Throw Boy. What about him?
God damn, the Pillsbury Throw Boy.
Yes. Jared Lorenzen, quarterback, played for the Giants. Man, it's all right. If you can get to it, if you have internet access.
Oh, wait, that's the
big one. You talking about UK's old quarterback? Yes.
Yeah, yes. The big fight with the Giants or somebody?
Yes, but did you see him in his arena uniform? Like, he play arena ball now. Did you see him?
Uh-uh, I missed it.
This motherfucker looked like Mount Cody. Man, I swear to God, man, just Google him real fast. Jared Lorenzen, he like in a number 22 jersey and a and this thing, he's so happy in his skin, like he don't give a damn. Like he just out there like, man, come on, man. Like, man, oh my God, man. This dude, man, Jared fucking Lorenzen, man. He's the man. If you look at this picture, you're gonna die because I'm just like, oh shit. Like, I mean, I've never seen a quarterback this out of shape. And still be playing quarterback. Like that's
this is real time. This is how we doing the procast. I'm literally looking this shit up on my phone because I got to see this motherfucker. I got to see what you talking about, man.
Man, go to Google. Just put it in Jared Lorenzen. Go to Google Images. Look for him in the jersey. It's like arena
football. He looked like the white Orlando Pace. Yo, this picture, he's standing right behind the lineman, and they're about the same size. Damn.
I mean, it's just like, it's ridiculous, because it's like, man, I mean, listen, man, the guy, man, and there's like one picture, he's in there holding the football, and the football looks so little, man, his gut is all out.
Oh! I remember seeing him with the Giants. And I remember the whole quarter he played, they just kept talking about how big he was.
Yes.
I mean, and he shrugged it off. He shrugged off like three hits. Like, they hit him in the leg. He kept moving. And they're like, this guy is huge. It's like a lineman throwing the ball. But he done got bigger.
Yes, he's gotten bigger. Like, I mean, that. Yes, man.
That's gross, bro.
That's why I said, and he playing quarterback. Like, I mean, come on. So you telling me Jamarcus Russell can't get a shot, man? I don't know.
Hey, the white's all right is playing football. Like, straight up. I did not know I could play the ball, dog. I'm ready to go. Put me in, coach.
Yes. Like, I mean, look, man, the dude is, man, listen, the Pillsbury throw boy, man. You got to love him, man.
That is hilarious. And I still think that he deserves a shot. Rams, call him.
Yeah, hey, that's going to be my fantasy league team next year name. It's going to be the Pillsbury throw boy, man. It's just
it's the name. I'm sure that people will bite that name from
you. Yeah.
Name is excellent. I guess, do we need to talk about basketball? Is it too early? I know Jeremy didn't watch the game yet.
I mean, listen, man. Me and Dub, listen, Dub. Dub, the other day on, he's like,
you feel me?
You feel me? The Heat lost to the Sixers. The Heat lost two games in a row, and Dub proclaimed it. And this is why the Heat will not three-peat. Teams have gotten bigger and better. The East is, and I said, this is exactly why. And then, I said, yep, another Dub bad prediction or whatever. You know, I got to check Dub whenever he talks about NBA. Because Dub, first of all, it's November. The Heat are built to win in fucking June. You know what I'm saying? No title has been won in November. If that was the case, the fucking Mavericks would have won the title early one year when they won 15. It doesn't matter what you do in November. It's 82 games for a reason, Doug. Don't jump to conclusions. LeBron and them trying to keep Dwayne Wade healthy to the playoffs. They were going to kick some ass. Now, then they going to kick some ass, but that's how LeBron feeling. I'm a Bulls fan. I mean, the Bulls are not. I want to see history. I want to see LeBron get his shit off. You know, I'm not going to hate on LeBron because, I mean, he the best. I know how niggas hated on Jordan. I'm not going to be one of them niggas, man. I'm not going to. Yeah, listen, man. LeBron the man. Sit back and enjoy. Don't hate on
niggas. Like I told Saul Wright, the only thing standing way in the Heat is the Pacers, and that's if they get a good, reliable point guard.
Well, y'all know this shit. The only thing standing way in the Heat is the Heat.
Yes, exactly.
Stop it.
Like that's all right. Said them motherfuckers beat. They won. They beat the fucking San Antonio Spurs with five people.
But dude, come on, real talk. You that seven game series with the Pacers. If DJ goddamn Augustine wouldn't have been playing point guard, that series would have been a wrap.
And I'm gonna say, my line.
It should be your brother.
Exactly. And if I had wheels, I'd be a bicycle. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all niggas is still hoping and praying. The only thing that's going to beat the Heat is the Heat. Do y'all understand how good San Antonio was last season? I need you to remember that shit.
Good San Antonio didn't turn the ball over. Like, they were, man, the team was a good-ass basketball team. They played good basketball. Like, man, you can't. And the Heat just, like, he came out there and just fucked around and won. Like, man. Mm-mm. Listen, man.
And then they got better. They added pieces.
Yeah.
Look.
Listen.
Greg Oden, Greg Oden might die tomorrow.
look, they don't need Greg Oden until, listen, Greg Oden, sit your ass on the bench until about March. We don't need you to, don't listen, man.
Shit. You come
Greg Oden ain't gonna have 60 minutes until June.
That's fine.
That's fine. And at June, just notice you said in June, that means they're going to be playing in the finals. You understand that, Blue? And they're going to be raising up the motherfucking Larry O'Brien trophy again, dog. Listen, man, I'm just telling you, man.
As far as I'm concerned, this is the best Heat team that they put together. I feel that way. This is the best team they put together. And as much as Dove says the East got better, and of course we'll have Dove on the show to defend his basketball theories, which every year has a Heat loser. As much as the East has gotten better, the Heat got better too. And y'all still ain't got a team that's better than LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. I'll wait. That's all I'm saying.
Dub, how your Lakers doing, Dub? How your Lakers doing? You asked me that question. Give me the prediction on. I think he's a Laker fan. I think he's a Lakers fan.
No slander. Yeah. I don't really know who his team is. That's no slander. I just don't know. I'm just saying. We don't want to put the wrong team on it because you know the nigga going to come back hot on Facebook and on the post.
Comments.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I need to get on the next show, man. You feel me? Y'all, you know, you got this man, all right. You know, you feel me? And then Blue over there, you heard me? You feel me? Yeah, man.
Chris Paul did have 900 assists in the first 3 minutes of the game last night. So.
Hey, Chris Paul. Hey, he's on my list of he almost gonna be overrated. If he don't do something, he got Doc Rivers over there with him now. If he don't do something this year, hey man, Chris Paul hasn't got his team out of the first round. Am I not mistaken?
Hey, we gotta have Dub on the show. I don't think you're mistaken at all, sir. What else can he do if you score?
Didn't he get the Hornets or the Pelicans now out of the first round when they had Byron Scott as coach?
I think they
lost to the Spurs.
I think Chris Paul. I don't know if he. I think he's been out of the first round. Maybe it's because, but I don't know, man.
Because the Spurs beat him like the semifinals or the Western Conference Finals.
Somebody, man. I don't know. I'm not sure, man.
Fact check. We got a fact check now, man. It's a whole new forecast. We got to fact check that shit.
People want accuracy from us now. You're asking for too much, people.
We got a really low budget. Facts is not a
gift. Yes. So.
You want facts, buy a shirt.
Yeah. It's all speculation right now. We need a show, dog. None of these tips.
Hey, that'd be a dope shirt, bro. Hey, you want facts, buy a shirt.
That's some real shit. Facts only on a different podcast, not on this one. I mean, if you're doing all the assists, if you're doing scoring all the points, what else is there for you to do? The nigga's got 35 assists in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What else is there for him to do? They need something outside of dunking. You can't dunk all game. It's just, you're 5-1 now.
That's why Doc says no more Live City.
Yeah, he has been out of first round twice. So, because he played 12 games in 2008 and 11 games in 2012.
So there we go. We actually fact checked. We stand corrected. I still think he has a chance to be overrated.
Yes, yes. He's on the bubble of being overrated. He's on the bubble. You know what I'm saying? Because Chris Paul, he gets a lot of love, but, you know, point guards, you know, the good point guards, you know, they lead their teams deep into the playoffs. The Rondos. You know, there really is no more elite point guards. Once I say the Rondos, who else do you got in the NBA now that's elite?
That's rap. Can we be honest here? Why is it that people that love Chris Paul still hate LeBron? I don't understand the balance.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron won.
Yes.
He won. He had some of the best statistical seasons in NBA history. He hasn't been injured for multiple games. Why do you hate LeBron if you like Chris Paul?
But don't get it twisted, people. I am a Chris Paul fan.
Yeah, we like him as a player.
The dude, you know, I mean, I knew about him before when he was in high school. You know what I'm saying? Cause I remember the day after the game when the granddaddy game, it was on the news and shit. Everybody was talking about the dude from Kernersville Glen High School that scored all the points in the game. You know, all that shit. You know, that's what they're talking about. And so, you know, I remember. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it was just, you know, it's kind of, so I pull for Chris Paul. Don't get me wrong. I just think that it's a make or break year for him. Like, he gets a lot of love, but I'm not feeling the love on the court. So I want to see more from Chris Paul this year. That's my player to watch. You know, Chris Paul. He's on the radar this year. And Derrick Rose. He's on notice.
Okay. Now Derrick Rose came back and immediately was the best player in the NBA. What the fuck happened? Did everybody forget last season?
Don't get me wrong. I only watched one game. So I'm not going to say Derrick Rose is better than LeBron, but from what I've seen, Derrick Rose is not better than LeBron. Sorry. I did see Derrick Rose get shook that night and almost tore his ACL again. I did see that.
You know? I have a question. If this Derrick Rose is better than the Derrick Rose before. Fuck LeBron. He's 40, not better than himself.
40 games.
I think people just got excited because he was hitting 50% from the 3-point line in the preseason.
Yeah. I mean, you know, then people, that's preseason. As the great retired player AI said, that's just practice, man. That's not, you know.
Or excuse me, 40. He was shooting 40 from the 3-point line. Actually, people got excited and they were like, could he go to 50?
That, like, when you're excited about that, that sounds like a problem for your point guard. That's all I'm saying. That's just, and that's not hate against Derrick Rose. I like him too. I think that the hype, the way that people hype up Chicago with Derrick Rose coming back, they almost hate LeBron with the same vigor when he's winning. And I think you motherfuckers need some balance. Right now, y'all like mainstream hip hop. Y'all saying the same shit. It's the Clippers, it's the Nets, it's the motherfucking Bulls. Everybody's saying the same shit. Ain't no balance. And everybody hates the Heat. Ain't no balance, man. You motherfuckers need to slow down, man.
Can't spell hate without heat, baby.
On that note, man, let's get into some music. We got a main topic. The music will be...
Hey, yo, real quick. I got Jerm here. Jerm, what you watching right now, man? I need some new shows.
Well, right now, I'm stuck on Homeland. Still watching that. It's one of them shows. It's all right, but it went too far. Like, I think they lost with the storyline, but I'm still watching that. Watch Homeland, Eastbound and Down, The Walking Dead, of course, the League. I just started watching Scandal, but I didn't watch the first two seasons. I just started watching this season. What else I'm watching? Love and Hip Hop, of course. New York, it's boring as fuck, but some good storylines in that, people. Peter Pankey, aka Peter Guns, aka I married my side bitch. while I still live in my baby mama house, you know.
Hey, I mean, speaking of Peter Guns, man, I'm gonna need everybody for the most part on all these Love and Hip Hop shows to quit lying and or quit being so delusional. Like, y'all not that big time. Like, y'all popular because y'all go to some ratchet shit on these shows because you ain't got no money to do anything else. When he said my son blew up and changed the game, when he went over to drop the Corey Guns, I was like, dude, you had one hot song on a season that came out 3 years ago.
What hot song did Corey Guns have?
He had a hot verse. He had a hot verse on 6 foot, 7 foot.
Okay, I was about to say, let's play that up, Blue. Like, he didn't. I was like, no, he was featured on the song there. But look, Wayne had stepped on that song so bad when Corey Guns got to it, it was nothing left. It was just like Wayne had beat the pussy up like Emmett Till and Corey Guns was fucking.
Hey, look, damn. Look, Corey God Guns, damn, Derb.
He was getting a cup of water. That's all he was getting. And it was just like, it was nothing left to him. When Corey Guns got that track, Wayne had already murdered it. And Wayne had already murdered it. So that was like Wayne first verse back from jail. Like Wayne first song. Man, come on, man. That was epic, man. That brings back memories, man. I'm glad you said that, Blue. I request that be one of the songs played. It's all right when we go to break here before we come
back. That's a great song. That's a great strong song, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Fused because our music is geared towards that topic. Which we'll be hearing after the music break. This is the Frocast, episode 94. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King German, GQ Blue. Let's get into some music and come back with our main topic.
You know, in school, everyone does their very best to learn good habits. So we're going to try to do the very same thing as we sing.
All-star quarterback, varsity letter. I drive a Jetta, a popular kid. My parents give me all my cheddar. Plus I date Heather, the flyest girl in our school. I got a very large house with an in-ground pool. I rock polo and Abercrombie and Fitch. I'm rich, pompous, and arrogant, making fun of nerd cliques. You motherfucking freaks and geeks are all dumb with your painted white face and pierced nose and tongue. I pass my classes with ease and get an A. Cheating, cause if I don't pass, I don't play. I shove you in your lockers and I get in your face. Put you in your place, cause you fucking nerds are a waste of air. Black clothes, blank stare, dyed hair. You could die tomorrow and nobody would care. I'll knock you on the ground when all the halls are crowded. But you're just a wimp, what you gonna do about it? No more homework, no more books. No more teachers, dirty looks. No more detentions, no more F's. No more breath inside your chest. No more homework, no more books. No more teachers, dirty looks. No one popular, no more cool. No more school. 4 years of high school, I can't believe it's here. My senior year, waiting for the crowd to cheer at graduation. I haven't decided my occupation, but my major at college is gonna be communications. I'm nice to everybody at school, whether cool or uncool. I'm neutral, an outstanding pupil like my teachers say. I never missed a single day, always on the honor roll, never less than an A. I help jocks with their grades, even at Jerk Jeff, who's an ass but never would have passed class with an F. Kids he picks on is smaller than him and smarter than him, never larger or taller than him. But this one kid named Jay that Jeff calls gay and beats up doesn't look very normal today. So I give a little smile and he gives one back. Then he walks by and reaches into his knapsack. I feel like I wanna run but my whole body's stunned. I can't believe it, but Jay's gotta. No more homework, no more books. No more teachers, dirty looks. No more detentions, no more F's. No more breath inside your chest. No more homework, no more books. No more teachers, dirty looks. No one popular, no more cool. No more school. My name is Jason, a real big fan of death. I sit home thinking of Jeff and I take a deep breath. How I'd love to fire 30 slugs into his chest so nothing is left. I'm always frustrated with stress. I want respect. Back when I was six, I dissect insects and spray house pets with Windex. I'm Beelzebub on drugs, the intellect of a David Berkowitz roaming on the internet. I'm sick of getting pushed around and being clowned when I'm the most powerful evil being in town. I wake up at 5:30 and stare into space, walk into my parents' room and shoot them both in the face. Take a shower, get dressed, load my weapon for school, walk through the hall, step over the large blood pool, on the bus with a semi-automatic in my knapsack, smile on my face as I sit in the back. Then I step into the building and I almost feel invincible. Wave to the nurse, say hi to the principal, walk to my locker, everything seems slow. Then I see Jeff, and here we go. Weapons out the bag, people stop speaking, girls shrieking. I start shooting rounds till Jeff's chest is bleeding. His head explodes, then I start to reload. Nobody can hurt me now, cause I'm in murder mode. Firing everybody that's directly in my sight. But laying on the ground is somebody that I like. This girl who I've known, who's always nice and talks to me, crawls to me, coughing up blood and awkwardly whisper two words right before a head drop. She opened up her mouth and said, please, stop. I could never begin to describe the way I felt. I dropped to my knees, turned the gun on myself, and pulled the trigger.
You know, in school, everyone does their very best to learn good habits.
Hey, yo, showbiz, man. I had this bugged out dream last night that I was the devil's son, B. I was doing some ill shit.
When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. I'm waving automatic guns at nuns. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. I'm waving automatic guns at nuns.
L's a rebel. On a higher level, go get the shovel. Cause I'm the only son of the motherfucking devil. It's a fact, I'm living foul. Black nigga should've known I was sick from the shit I did a while back. Cause being bad, I couldn't stop. When I was in preschool, I beat a kid to death with a wooden block. Faggot niggas, I was backslapping. I realized that every time I got mad, that something bad happened. A nigga hit me with a can of beer, then he ran in fear. Later they found him hanging from a chandelier. Enemies, I be fucking quick. My moms know who I am, cause she know who she was fucking with. On my scalp, the 666, no tricks. When I catch fits, my mom picks up the crucifix. And I kill chumps for the cheapest price. I'm rolling with Satan, not Jesus Christ. Enemies, I got several guns. Big L straight from hell, the motherfucking devil's son.
When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. I'm waving automatic guns to nuns.
It's Big L and I'm all about taking funds. I'm a stone villain, known for killing and raping nuns. Ayo, I even kill handicapped and crippled bitches. Look at my scout real close and you'll see triple sixes. There's no doubt I'm all about a dollar. I just signed a lifetime contract with the funeral parlor. This kid killed old me, yo. I didn't take his life. Instead, I tied him up to made him watch me rape his wife. One nigga cold tried to diss me and that shit is risky. The nigga took a swung, but he missed me. So I popped off, now a jump's knocked off. I spit in his motherfucking face and then bopped off. Once a hottie shot me with a shotty, I died, but then I came back to life in a double body. The way I'm living is dead wrong. I'm a devil from hell without the tail or the red horns. Killing is fun. I'm number one with a gun front and get done. Because you can't run from the devil's son.
When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. I'm waving automatic guns and nuns.
The big L is strictly gunplay. I run in church and pistol whip and grease every Sunday. Once I put out the crazy order, I sent niggas to kill Tom, his mom, and his baby daughter. I'm living up to my extortion image. I be stalking Linux, catching more bodies in abortion clinics. A kid tried to take L out, shot me in the chest with a tech. I just laughed and spit the shell out. Next, I took his gun, then he dropped to his knees with ease. I made him freeze, he begged me please not to squeeze. When I ain't the type to fuss, I just snipe and bust. Click, clack, but no one there to bite the dust. Shorts, I'm taking none. Misbehave and get sent to the grave by the devil's son. Word, Big L, the motherfucking devil's son is definitely in effect. Giving a shout out to all the murderers, thieves, armed robbers, serial killers, psychos, lunatics, crackheads, mental patients, pimps, and retards. And a special, special shout out to all the niggas with AIDS. Peace.
anatomy of a school shooting. Shotgun under my trench coat. Columbine did a death spoke. Blood red soap. My mind consumed with doom as I walked into school. 15 people killed and over 14 wounded. My name is Eric Harris. I was forever harassed and outcast. You fuck with us, but now me, the Dylan is pulling out gas. I've been wanting to murder people. Suicide's played out. If you're gonna die, take people with you. We've been planning this before them kids from Jonesboro did it. And I wanted the world to know more people died when we did it. I even killed myself, but don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for your seeds as we spread the disease. Another bloodbath coming soon to a school near you. Small town killing sprees that's organized by the youth. Fuck the media, them faggots be disguising the truth. Dragging my name through the mud with televising the news. A bunch of ticking time bombs, y'all is war like me. Overflowing with hate and pulling to get raw like me. They constantly get picked on and shitted on like me. You probably get your head blown up by a kid like me. I put my mind to it and what I accomplished is frightening. The right thing, no matter what you idiots might think. Check it, I get that shit so idiots might think. This ain't a game, the nerd that you be fucking with might flip. It's like this, what's more fun than slice wrist? Yo, that teacher that you hate and spray 25 kids. You'll be famous just like me if you did what I did. This is the anatomy of a school shooting. It's like this, what's more fun than slice wrist? Yo, that teacher that you hate and spray 25 kids. You'll be famous just like me if you did what I did. This is the anatomy of a school shooting. I see dead people, it isn't my fault that they were evil. Fuck a favorite, I hate everybody equal. Bitch, I warned y'all, didn't I? Now everybody wanna talk shit and cry, asking why. Two geeks picked up guns and turned murderous. All of y'all are beneath me, you don't deserve to live. You nerdy kids, is that a crime? Why do I have to be one of the cool kids just to walk by? Without being tripped, throw down on the ground and kick. Insulted me for no reason, I was treated like shit. The teachers let it happen, I even seen some of them teachers laughing. That's why I had a smile on my face when I started blasting. I wasn't crazy, girl, and y'all was sick. I was the nicest person in the world, y'all were dicks. Don't even try to analyze me now, you had your chance back then. Maybe you could have been my friend. It's like this, what's more fun than slice wrist? Yo, that teacher that you hate spray 25 kids. You'll be famous just like me if you did what I did. This is the anatomy of a school shooting. It's like this, what's more fun than slice wrist? Yo, that teacher that you hate spray 25 kids. You'll be famous just like me if you did what I did. This is the anatomy of a school shooting.
All right, so Jern brought this up, and I know why he brought it up, and I'm going to let him have the mic. You know, I'm going to let him talk.
I want you to give the people the info. Like, you know, give them the all right info.
As much of the fact-checking that I won't do, because I refuse to change. Richie Incognito.
Great name, by the way.
He's a bitch. And I say that because I'm a Ram fan, and he was the most penalized offensive lineman damn near in history. Like, 75... I'm inflating a bit here. I'm embellishing people, so bear with me. 75 penalties for about 7,000 yards every fucking play. The dude was worse than Kyle Turley. I hated him. So when he was gone, I thought he was out of the league. I didn't know that he went to Buffalo and then to Miami. And apparently he's been bullying young cat, and not even just him. He's been bullying the rookies and other players on the team since he's been there. Now, how you bully players when you're not shit, I don't understand, but he apparently bullied enough people. I know, phone ringing. He apparently bullied.
Yeah, sound effects. I'm gonna say, damn.
Budget went up, dog. We got facts and we got phones. but he bullied more than just one player. He bullied somebody else enough that they left the team before. So this isn't the first time. But now he's bullied another player. Martin decided to dip. He said he doesn't know if he's coming back. Incognito got his ass suspended. May not be playing anymore. I need to know, Jerm, how you feel about this situation, bro.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, all right. Now, Incognito, mm-hmm. which is, like I said, great name. He's about, let's see how big this guy is. What's his name again?
You talking about Martin?
No. I know Martin's stats.
Richie Incognito is probably about 6'3", 280 or some shit like that.
Okay. All right. So.
That's a guess.
He's 6'3", 319. All right. So,
there you go. I was close. And that was what
Yeah, exactly. 6'3", 319. And your boy Martin, he's about 6'5", 310 pounds, you know. 24 years old, and Incognito's 30, you know what I'm saying? So you dealing with grown man strength versus new nigga strength. Incognito's a white boy from New Jersey, possibly Italian. Incognito ends with a vowel, just being stereotyped. You know? Probably, you know what I'm saying, probably a little Italian guy. Name's Richie Incognito. That's you know, I mean, he probably got an uncle name two times or something. Anyway.
Richie Incognito over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you fucking mind over here.
You're movies.
Pie, you know, you probably come through like a paisan, you know, anyway.
You are some racist motherfucker.
Yes, so, you know, he's a paisan from New Jersey. And so then you got your boy Martin. He's, you know, he's a mixed kid. You know, he's mixed. You know, I'm not gonna hold him.
So what's that? Capital B black or lowercase B black, Jer?
His mama's black, but his mama's grandmama or grandparent went to fucking Harvard. Was one of the first African Americans to go to Harvard. Some real nigga shit, but they went to Harvard, so you know they were probably light skinned in the motherfucker. Oh. In the 20s, 1920s, went to Harvard. So blue. He's lowercase B because he mixed. I mean, you can't be uppercase B if you mix. I don't give a fuck how niggerish he is. You can act uppercase B, but you can't be uppercase B. You're lowercase B. You know, so anyway. So we got a mixed kid from like Ohio or whatever. Mama, daddy, lawyers, you know, he went to Stanford, you know. He's not, you know, he probably, you know, been a big goofy kid. He probably was like the people he hung around. He probably was around a lot of white people. I'm not being racist, y'all. I'm just saying, I know some of my brothers are hanging around a lot of white kids. Y'all tough. I'm not saying y'all not tough, but a lot of kids don't try y'all because you the big black guy. White kids. White people see black people as aggressive. They see big black people as super aggressive. So, he probably never had, you know, nobody ever tried him because he hang around a lot of white boys. You 6'5". Ain't a white boy going to try you. You know, oh, he's big as shit. He could probably be a clown, goofy dude, whatever. So, he's never been in that kind of environment. So, this boy Richie in the locker room, he's fucking bullying him. Richie doing all kind of shit. Told me he is shit in his mouth. Told me he'd kill him. Made him
slap his mama.
Hey, slap your mama, you fucking half nigger.
Wait a minute. That part happened?
Yeah. Oh, he got all kind of voice messages and text messages he just sent to dude. Like, it went too far. Like, this wasn't hazing. This was just like, I'm gonna fuck with this guy because he's not doing nothing. Like, the dude never stood up for himself. And the way he stood up for himself, he went and told the people. Now, problem with that is, if I'm a teammate, I don't give a fuck if you got your ass whooped. You got to run up on Richie and beat his ass. You got to just stop like, no, motherfucker, no, I'm not doing this shit. Bitch, I'm not even a rookie. I'm in my second year, you son of a bitch. So what the fuck you doing fucking with me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and paying money, he paid for some trips.
A trip he didn't go to, $15,000. Like, man, come on, man. Like, first of all, like I said, I'm not a rookie. So why are you doing this to me? You know what I'm saying? You know, it went past the hazing shit. Like, the hazing shit, you know, throwing, you know, wrapping a nigga up, throwing ice on him, you know, cutting in half, making me bring me donuts every day, go take my car, get it washed, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, that's fine. But what he was doing was wrong, but buddy wrong for not doing nothing about it. Like I said, as a teammate, if you stand up to him, you would have fought Richie. Richie beat your ass. At least you stood up for him. I feel you. I stand up for you when Richie, you know, he come back and start fucking with you. I'm like, nah, Richie, nah. Ain't going down like that. You chill. Like, nobody on the team stood up for him. So something going on there. Like, nobody, like, it wasn't nobody that stood up for him. I ain't seen nobody come in his defense. Not one person. Everybody that came in from the Dolphins team came in Richie's defense. So Richie is a slime ball. But you a grown ass fucking man now. I mean, I understand he probably was like, well, I think this is professional football. He probably think it's a business, but the locker room ain't, it meant everybody tells him you shouldn't have to worry about fighting at your job. Bitch, NFL ain't like a regular job. If my job allowed fighting, I'm pretty sure I would slap my manager up a lot. A lot. If I, like, cause think about it. Like, in NFL, it's fights going all the time. They don't be on ESPN every time it's a fight in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Like, the motherfuckers probably fight all the time. It's okay. It's just what happens. But, you know, everybody tells us you shouldn't expect to have to fight. Man, please. It's a lot of Walmart workers that will fight people. If their job say, look, man, y'all go back in any room and square off and come back to work. And it's cool. Like, nobody gonna say nothing, man. It'd be people getting snuffed at work on every day, catching the fade. This 9 to 5.
The shit that they didn't report is kind of where I thought the story was going. I still ain't heard it yet, but I feel like I won't be surprised when it comes out. Is it possible that Martin is gay?
Hey, little.
I don't think so. I think they're trying to insinuate that because they're saying he's soft. So they're trying to say, oh, the reason he wouldn't fight because he's soft and he's probably gay.
I didn't even take it from that point. Just the fact that he's constantly getting harassed makes me think that it's something more than just, I'm just fucking with you because. Like, yes. He's a bitch and he would do some shit like that and fuck with a gay dude. Anyway, I feel like he would harass a gay dude because he's a slimy motherfucker. And so when I heard the story, that's immediately what I thought.
I never thought about it until you said it, so, right?
And nobody defended him, which again makes it seem like that whole, that back scenes, we don't tolerate this kind of shit that they allege that happens in the NFL. That's kind of how it feels to me.
Yeah,
I
just feel like Buddy is too big to be getting pushed around. Like, I'm sorry. If I'm 6'5", even if it's another 6'5", motherfucker, we just going to be two big bears rolling in a motherfucking room. Like, enough is going to be enough. I mean, like I said, even if I get my ass whooped, I'm going to say, look, at least I stood up for myself. And the motherfucker's going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to be like, well, shit. Because that's all he was really waiting on, for Buddy to buck on him. And he just wanted to fight one good time. And then Buddy, man, I just don't understand.
So, Incognito is a starter. Is Martin a starter?
Yes, Martin starts too. He just started 23 games, yeah.
So Incognito is usually a right guard. Is Martin play on the right? Is he a right tackle?
He's a left guard, I think, because he plays right beside Pouncey.
Okay, so he's on the opposite side. I was going to say that Vengeance is just a chop block away.
Exactly.
For real. I just collapse on that motherfucker's knee and be like, all right, now what? I'm not buying you a jet ski or nothing. I'm not paying for no more trips. And fuck you. I'm just going to take you out. And then if I'm not playing, then I'm not playing. But I'm definitely not going to walk off the team and go tell the manager, and this motherfucker's harassing me. Somebody's ass is getting whooped. Like Mark Henry's music says, somebody going to get their ass whooped. It's going down, dog. Especially in the locker room like that. Your drills and practices to hit somebody every damn day. He's getting hit. It's not going to go down, man.
Incognito was the damn Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he had two good seasons.
Oh, he's a left guard.
When he played with the Rams, he played every position but center.
Okay.
Because our line was terrible. He spent most of the time on right guard, and then he got injured, and then he came back from that, and that's when he had that 38 penalty season or some shit. By himself, nigga had 38 penalties. That's
really nice. But he's a tackle, so which tackle is? Yeah, so yeah. You're right. That's a tackle and a guard combination. So, yeah, you are right. A chop block away.
That's it. That's just missing an assignment, nigga. Yeah. Missing an assignment. Oops. Ole. And you're done. There's no way this shit is going to go down this far to where I feel like I can't do my job. You know how much money them niggas is making? You got to do more to text me to get me to not show up to work.
I ain't lying, man. Like I told you, man, we would have been took care of this. Soon as you called me that one time, you called my phone, and I see a text message telling me some, you half nigger. Oh, okay, so tomorrow at work, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is when I see you. You know, like, so tomorrow when I see you, man, it's like, you might as well go ahead, and I'm going to have my fist balled up as soon as I see you, because you're going to catch two of them slugs. Poop, poop.
Immediately. Like, I don't understand how Riley Cooper ain't got his ass whooped yet. I still don't understand that one.
Well, see, I'm about to ask Jared's question. Have y'all seen the TMZ video? Incognito at the BW3s coming in with a shirt off.
No, bro. Don't nobody want to see that.
So, but no, because the video, he's like, oh shit, Mike Pouncey, nigga. And like, Mike Pouncey's in the bar. And like, nobody said shit or done shit to him.
See, man, y'all gotta, Jeremy, you gotta stop letting these white boys call you nigga like that, man.
Like I said, man, the new age, like, nigga don't mean. To niggas 20 and under, like 21 and under, like nigga don't mean nigga like to a 34-year-old nigga.
Yeah, they but Incognito is like, he's a veteran. He's like 30 years old.
He's 30. Well, yes, he like, I can't excuse that. I don't know why. Pouncey a young black nigga, so it don't mean the same thing. Like, he played with Riley Cooper, so you know they were saying nigga all the time. Come on, man. Like, they was on the same team. Like, these niggas was, come on, man. These, like, come on, man. Like, that's him. My point exactly. Mike Pouncey hung with Riley Cooper. So he came to defense of Aaron Hernandez. His character is not 100%. So, of course,
I give you that. Well played. That, you know what? I like how you linked that together, sir. Well played. Well played. Pouncey would let some bullshit go on.
Yes. I don't give a fuck. Murder is, listen, man. So, nigga. Man, come on, man.
So, Jeremy, have you ever been bullied?
Hell yeah, man. I was in like, man, it was a dude named motherfucking Rayford. Listen, man, I was fucking in like fifth or sixth grade, man. It was a motherfucker named Rayford. I can't remember his last name. I would say it if I could remember his last name. But this motherfucker, I mean, he every motherfucking day, this nigga would terrorize me, boy. I'm talking about, man. I would just be, I'd be minding my own little business. Cause you know, I was new to the neighborhood and shit. So he was like probably in eighth grade, some shit like that. You know, so this motherfucker would terrorize me every motherfucking day. Just, I was just like, why this nigga fucking with me? Like, I don't even know nobody out here. Why is this nigga fucking with me? You know what I'm saying? So one day this dude, man, I was down at the basketball court, man. He was like, man, why you be letting that boy Rayford mess with you like that? I said, man, I don't know why he mess with me, man. I'm telling you, man. He said, just think about it. If you could do something, he's like, if you could go, he said, you like video games, right? I said, yeah, I like video games. He said, so if you know you can go get a video game every day, when you keep on doing it? I said, yeah. He said, well, that's exactly what he's doing to you. He said, he just messing with you because he know he can. You need to stand up for yourself. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I was like, all right, so man, I'm telling you, next time Rafe was messing with me, man, I just motherfucking balled my fist. So I closed my eyes and I just swung and I connected and I like hit him in his motherfucking nose and his nose was bleeding. I was so scared. And I was like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn. I was scared as a motherfucker. I said, this nigga about to kill me now, man.
Hell no.
But now he ain't do nothing though. It was just like, he was just like, oh shoot, yo, shoot. You know what I'm saying? When I hit him, he was just like, you know, he was bleeding, he was snot on my hand and stuff. And I was just like, man, I just ran home, man, because I was like, fuck that. You know, I ain't about to get beat up. But he never fucked me no more after that, man. It was actually kind of cool, quasi cool, but you know. Yeah, so I did get bullied, but that was the only time ever.
Did you ever bully anybody else?
Of course. I mean, hey, listen, man.
That bullies me every episode. I'm going to tell the manager.
I feel bad about this one. I really do. I was in fourth grade. It was a dude named Glenn. It was a white boy named Glenn. I don't know why I used to terrorize him. But I all the time. Like, and then so one day, man, we was getting, I accused Glenn of doing something, right? You know, so Glenn ain't do it, but you know, I didn't take it too far. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do something. You know what I'm saying? It was one of the points where I didn't talk myself into doing it, but I was like, man, I really shouldn't do this. But I didn't, you know, and my peanut gallery, I had talked to them, so I had to do it. We was getting off the bus, man. As soon as Glenn got off the bus, I got off right before him. It was the sweetest sucker punch I probably ever did in my life. Oh. As soon as he came off the bus, I was right there. Pow! I mean, I popped him in his face, man. You know, he was a white boy, so you could see the little red imprint on his face, like, for, like, two periods, you know what I'm saying, later. Because you know
Jared, that was a fucking hate crime.
It was, but... I mean, this is, you know, yeah, this is in the early 90s, man. You know, I mean, you know, you know, come on.
The early 90s.
So you was gassed up on NWA and stuff, huh?
NWA, who was that? Oh.
GQ, I feel like you completely dodged the bully thing from both sides. Is that correct? Have you been bullied or have you bullied anybody?
So I got two stories, and I'm an only child, so I didn't have like big brothers to protect me or nothing like that. So I've had some bullies, but like Jared said, for the most part, you got to stand up to them, and I'll never forget. I was in eighth grade. We had this dude named Najee, mm-hmm. And Najee had been held back like four times. Like we all 13, and this nigga's like 17 and looks 35. Had a full beard, was like 6'2". About a good 200. We all like 13, 5 foot nothing, about 100 pounds. And so one day we in the lunch line, and I need a dollar. So I asked my homeboy, like, hey, bro, let me borrow a dollar so I can get some lunch. And so for some reason, he's standing behind me. And he's like, man, I ain't got a dollar, but I'll take that dollar. And I was like, God damn. And it was like slow motion. But like I said, I feel like this is going to be some shit. And I was like, nah, brother, I need a dollar. And so, like, my homeboy had a dollar, and he tried to, like, snatch it. And, like, I'll snatch it back. And everybody's like, ooh.
There they go, man, making it worse.
I was like, y'all shut the fuck up. I ain't trying to die with this bullshit. I need a dollar for lunch. He's like, hey, man, give me that dollar. And I was like, nah, man. And he pushed me, and I pushed him back. And luckily, TJ came and saw it, but, like, I stood my ground, and he ain't fuck with me later. So I feel like I got his respect, but I feel like DQ Blue would have took that dirt nap if it didn't happen. That's real. Luckily, I stood my ground. I was a man about it. Like I said, dude was like 200 pounds more heavier than I was and like 3 feet taller. It was a wrap. I wasn't winning that fight. Like Jern said, you stood your ground. I ain't getting no lick, but I pushed him.
Hey, I remember another time, seventh grade, man. I was getting on the bus. This nigga, he in the NFL right now. His name is Marcus Douglas. And so he a motherfucking defensive tackle or something. So that lets you know what size he is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, seventh grade. I don't know what happened. We was arguing about a seat or something. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, for some reason, you know what I'm saying? Me and him got into it. And he was like, all right, when we get you to stop, you know, we're going to see what it is. And I was like, God damn. I was dreading that whole ride home. You know how it is. Everybody on the bus, like, ooh, yeah. So everybody get off at your stop. Me and Buddy about to fight, man. I was just like, man, I don't want to fight this big ass nigga. But, you know, I already got myself into it. Man, so, you know, First, I get the first blow now. I ain't gonna lie. I set it off, nigga. Bah! I hit him one good time. But after that nigga beat the shit out of me, man. I'm talking about lump me up good, nigga. I'm talking about lump the nigga up. Boop, boop. Well, Wow. Hey, I was like, hey, that was one of the pride ass ones. I was like, man, I knew better. I was just like, I should just walked away, let a nigga call me a punk, whatever, man. But no, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it's only on the forecast. You gonna get niggas admitting to getting their ass whooped, man. That's what we do. We ain't got no fact check, but we got some real niggas on the show.
Hey, man, if you ain't never got your ass whooped, you ain't been in enough fights. That's what I'm saying. You tell me, nigga, I don't know one nigga to say he undefeated in fights. If he say he undefeated, you must only fight like one or two times.
That would be me, sir. I would be careful. Two or three, and I ain't lost damn one. I'm from the suburbs. Out of white kids. Half the time it was like on some Mike Tyson steeds. I didn't have to fight because I was the black kid. Eight dudes and I was the black dude. So
you was Jonathan Martin.
I was Jonathan Martin. No, I had shit. They was like, hey, yo, we ain't fucking with it. Like literally, that's the thing. Ooh, I'm finna tell Saul. Like that was the shit. I didn't have to do nothing. And then about seventh grade, a real nigga showed up and I lost all respect for class, dog. That shit, when that nigga Herman came to the class from the city, nigga, and I went from having on khakis and regular jeans, and he came in with a used outfit on, wow. They was like, oh, this is what a real nigga looked like. I had no respect.
Took your spot.
Took my spot for real. He didn't make it no better, neither, because the nigga with the high school got shot up, too. So he was even more nigga in high school. Like, shit. Herman got shot 14 times. And nigga, what's Saul doing? Saul is just making out of roll and shit. Fuck that, man. Saul ain't. This nigga came and took my shot. They tried to give it back to me in eighth grade. Another black dude came in. So now we rolling in black people. We went from one black dude most of the years up until eighth grade. We had four black dudes. I had to fight for position. Now I got Herman, which is one of the realest black niggas ever with the worst name ever. I got another nigga named Brandon who in eighth grade is 6'1" and about 250 pounds. And then it was me, and then the new nigga came in.
Damn, you was right last in the real niggas league.
Dude, I was last. All of a sudden, 6 years, I was straight. Seventh year, I lost my power. Eighth year, I had to fight for my spot, man.
So, yo, got cut from the real nigga squad.
For real. I was like, yo, what's going on? The new nigga guy came in, and I remember it was the same shit. They was like, all right, well, we know Herman is too real to even give a fuck.
Yeah.
This other big nigga, Brandon, we can't figure him out, and he too big to fuck with like that. So we got Saul and we got Don. So we gonna talk this shit up. Let's see if we can get this angle going. Ooh, I'm finna tell Saul. I had a few words with him, and the shit went mute. Shit went moot. Well, after that, it was a chick fucking with Don. And for whatever reason, she just kept pushing him. And Don was real quiet. You know, I'd already tested him. He was quiet. He backed away from that situation. So I'm like, all right, this nigga's soft. This is my spot. I'll take second and third. I'm fighting for second and third. I can do that. And then she kept fucking with him. And one day he had enough. And, like, he dropped his shit and told her. He was like, you need to leave me the fuck alone. Now, this is a Lutheran school. So when he said, fuck, ooh, you know what I'm saying? We like, yo, I'm standing in line to go inside. And she pushed him again. And this shit turned into a street fighter. This motherfucker jumped up. Now, mind you, his back is facing her. She's behind him and pushed him. He jumped up, spun around, and kicked her in the face.
Oh,
and goddamn. He got right back in line like nothing happened. This motherfucker hit the brick wall and fell down and slid down the wall. I didn't fuck with Don no more after that.
I got a story like that. It was my 11th grade year. And this doesn't happen to me, but I saw it happen. It was my 11th grade year, and it was this chick named Hannah, and she was annoying as shit, and nobody liked her, and, like, we knew Karma was going to kick her ass one day, because she was just, like, straight whack, and so we in line, like, fire drill, we all in the lunchroom, and then, like, this is one big black chick in front of her, I don't remember her name, but somebody from the back of the line yells, bitch, she turns around, thinks it's Hannah, cold clocked her.
Oh, wow.
Blood everywhere, one punch, it was a one-hit quitter.
Damn. That's a wrap.
So Hannah caught women, just she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mistaken idea.
It was karma though. It was karma. We all knew. Like, she was so whiny and mean and bratty. It's like, you just knew it was gonna come somehow. And I mean, it wasn't right, but you know, karma, man. Some of my people, dog.
Yeah, that shit does come around. It was a dude that bullied me, like, the whole time I was in high school. He was a grade above. So, like, the first day of football practice, we back there, and I don't know about y'all high school, but we had three different teams. We had the freshman team, we had the B team, and then we had the varsity team. And so I came in my first year playing football. Of course I'm practicing with the freshman cats. And I come in, we coming in after practice. The varsity niggas practice is over, so they just sitting there around the entrance, and they hazing each of us as we come through. My dumb ass come through to get a soda. One of the varsity cats told me, yeah, I do want a cherry coke. And I don't know these niggas. Like, I haven't even seen them before. You know, football practice is right when school starts. I don't know these motherfuckers. Came over, pushed me over, took my soda and shit. And after that, I tried to get it back. Then his homies came and pushed me around. Like, I was like, God damn, where the other freshmen at? Nowhere to be found. This nigga took that. It's like, yo, this the eye man out. That nigga bullied me for about 3 years. 3 years. And it was so bad to where it was like he was the nigga with the mic. So even in the classroom when he was talking shit and the teacher wasn't in, when I try and talk back, he just talked louder.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I hate the niggas that win conversations by being loud. Like, nah, nigga, you ain't be wrong as a motherfucker, ain't saying shit. You just loud. Nigga, just cause you loud don't make you right, man. But yeah, that's...
And since he had the clout, that's how it went. So we be capping and I kill him with one. Yeah, fuck all that shit, nigga. I tell you what, I whoop your motherfucking ass. Ooh, and like all that shit. I'm like, all right, here we go with this shit. Of course he wouldn't show up. Cause he ain't trying to fight me. He just wanted to intimidate the motherfuckers and get the oohs and ahs. But then after we got done with school, I saw this same nigga, walking around my college campus. His car ran out of gas. And he needed some help. And who he come to talk to if I needed some help and trying to say, you know, man, all that shit in high school, I just wasn't right. Nah, bro, you're going to have to hitchhike home.
You ain't help us all right, man.
Help him, bro.
That's some old Jeannie Jones shit, man.
Nah, bro, I feel good too riding away. I was like, yep.
You held with that life lesson.
Damn.
All night, my nigga. Go ahead and get the thug ready, bro, because I'm out.
Damn. Tell him to be the hitchhiker. Damn. Y'all remember that show, do you? The Hitchhiker.
Why do you remember it? You weren't even around when that show was out.
I mean, come on, man. It's a DVD and Netflix now, man. Come on.
So right now, what would you do? Let's say Prince Germ comes home and he tells you he's been booked.
I told my son like this, man. One day, man, I was sitting there, like, my son, when we used to live in the Oaks, now, listen, that was the best thing for my son. Because he had, like, man, my son had to get tough around there. Because it was just like, it toughened him up. Because my son used to be a little soft little boy. Because, you know, life was sweet. Life was sweet to him. You know what I'm saying? When he got over there, oh no, them kids, hey, man, hey, he was probably over there about a month before a nigga tried him. Boy, and then, like I told, he came home to some boy. Like, one boy pushed him down, like a dude got behind him or something, and he pushed him, you know what I'm saying? So I said, look, who pushed you? So, you know, we walked around the neighborhood, found the boy. I said, now you better go over there and fight him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, made Juan go over there, fight him. Juan grab them up, slam them down, you know, put them things on them, put them paws on them, you know, to my, you know, then to my liking, then that was it. But then, like, you know, some days, you know, he come home, they beat him up. And I told Juan like that. I said, look, man, I'm not fighting no more of your battles. I said, look, man, you on your own. I said, I'm doing like my mama told me. You ain't going to fight. She locked me out of the house. She made me fight. Like, bump that. You ain't going to come back in this house crying. You know what I'm saying? You better get out there and fight. She said, at least fight. She said, I don't care if you win or lose, but you can go out there and you going to fight. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. Don't be no punk. You ain't gonna, I ain't raising no bitch, man. Straight up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't gonna be, like I told him, you ain't got to be no bully, but you ain't gonna get bullied. Like, fuck that. Don't go out looking for no fight. But if somebody want to fight, you better give him a fight, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Win or lose. Like, win or lose, don't be scared to fight. That's all my, that's my motto, man. You know, you ain't got to win every fight, but just don't be scared to throw them things. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. You know, especially now, these kids, now you got to worry about being a war star to get your ass whooped now.
Forever. Can you imagine being like 30 years old and the ass from when you were 12 is still on the internet?
Man, come on, man. These kids are dealing with their reality now.
That's, you know, the shit, yo. God damn.
You gotta, it's motherfucking viral footage of you getting that work, nigga, online.
It's a dude told me just the other day at the gym, he said that one of the cats, he's in the army, one of the cats in his group got his ass whooped on and it was, he showed the video too. It was horrible. The niggas in his damn BDUs, the whole nine. And, you see a punch come out of nowhere. Bow! Knock him out. Knock him down. One hit. He's on the ground. And the next thing this nigga says, what I do? What I do? The niggas start dragging him down the street by his collar. And he just screaming, what I do? Got kicked a couple times. Got beat down. So now you know everybody else in his unit is calling him and talking shit. He's going to be bullied the rest of his life by that shit. For taking an L.
Yeah.
Hey, man. World star, man.
And I show my son them world star videos. I let him see it. Like, look, man, this could happen to you. So you better be on point. You know what I'm saying? Somebody run up on you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you better be, because it could happen to you. You could be one of these motherfuckers laid out. When, you know, but I don't understand why these kids get knocked out. I've never seen kids get knocked out this much in my life. Like, motherfucker. Motherfuckers getting put to sleep. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if motherfuckers hit harder or motherfucking jaws a little made more glass.
But you gotta remember, dude, when we had fights, all we had was boxing. We had boxing and wrestling. That was it. These motherfuckers got MMA and.
But still, I'm talking about steel punches, though. I've never seen so many one hitter, like, boom! And just, then the motherfucker just get knocked out.
Maybe it's because of the internet. Maybe because we can see so many of them, we just can't. Yeah.
Well, another thing too, I don't remember ever really getting too many like face shots on cats. Pause. Like, you know, you hit a dude, you probably hitting them in the chest and the throat. You know, you getting some body shots. These kids walking in with no defense, dog. They just coming in there, just, you know, hands down and getting cold popped in the chin.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Because these niggas never would learn how to fight. Cause you know, this generation don't know how to fight. Like, the kids don't fight. The kids don't scrap. And that's like, you know, I know people call me a bad adult if I see two kids fighting. I don't break it up. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't, because I mean, I think that's good for them that they fight. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they ain't gonna kill each other. They ain't gonna hurt each other. They ain't gonna do nothing.
Nowadays, like, a fight used to be over.
Yeah.
You could no mouse out of a fight. You get your ass whooped, you turn around and walk away. The fight's over. Nowadays, these niggas are stomping heads on the ground.
Yeah,
see,
now, yeah, this ain't a Friday no more. Like you're leaving for another day, Craig.
Nah, they would have stomped Devo's head in the ground now. It drove over with a car, dropped a brick. Like, they and the girls doing it too. Oh, they straight punting these bitches in the head.
Oh, man, I just seen a girl get put in the hospital, dog. Getting shanked with pencils and shit in high school.
This shit bad, man. These motherfuckers something else, man. So
girls, they the worst fights. Like, they the most vicious. Like, they be trying to, you know, a man knock you out, but women, when they grab your hand, they just start going. I mean, women, man, they violent, man.
They so, you know, hugs out of each other's hair, man. Fighting old women, young women, crippled women, man,
pregnant women. They don't give a fuck.
Pregnant women getting their ass whooped in the streets, man. It's tough out here, man.
She pregnant. She pregnant.
She was pregnant. You call my ass Plan B. These motherfuckers is going in, yo. This shit's bad, man. GQ, it's about time for us to wrap up the show. We got to start you off with giving our winners and losers, if you have any winners and losers this week, bro.
Yeah, so my winner is Lupita Nyong'o. I saw Toy Being a Slave this Saturday, and she's amazing. She needs to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress.
Mm. We're gonna win for another Slave movie, huh?
Hey, that movie's dope. I recommend everybody go see it. I think you need to see it. I probably will never watch that movie again because it's that goddamn brutal. But it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh, she's the one that's getting whooped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard people saying that was hard for them to watch.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna spoil it, but there's actually a scene to me that's way more graphic and brutal, and it's not her getting whipped.
It ain't no rape scene, is it?
There's that, but even that to me is not even the brutal part of the movie. You just gotta go see it, and I feel like everybody I talked to the scene, I said, did you think that part was the worst part? He's like, yep.
Yeah, I can't. The rape scenes, man. God damn.
Like, I mean, of course the rape is bad, but it's like, you know, those kind of things you know that happened, like, so, but when you see this scene, the scene's all right, I'm telling you, like, it's going to be like, god damn, it's like just so vicious.
The population here is not balanced enough for me to go see that movie. I'm not able.
Hey, man, came to Louisville.
Shit.
People was crying. So she's my winner, Lupita Nyong'o. My loser is the mother at GameStop that I saw last Friday.
Why is she the loser?
So, I told you I was going to tell you about it when we were doing the Four Horsemen. Make sure y'all watch that, listen to that tomorrow at about 9 o'clock, Nappy Afro. So, I'm in there buying WWE 14. And so, this mom is over there buying her son Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay.
And he's 12.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Was it?
I let my daughter, she was 5, playing Grand Theft Auto. What's the problem?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 3, maybe. But Grand Theft Auto 5, though, Jer?
I think the other ones.
Huh?
I feel like 5 is safer than the other ones.
Dude, like, there's a waterboarding part of that game.
Oh, I didn't get that.
You can get top in all of them.
but you couldn't see shit in the first four of them. Now, like, you can literally, like, see her sliding in. Like, the first cutscene is dude hitting it from the back.
I mean, they had a stripper that used to go, you know, if you went to the strip club and you just kept getting dances, you know what I'm saying? And she had two girls would come out and they'd start doing all more, you know, it was crazy.
Hey, they are crazy. And like I said, Jer, Grand Theft Auto 3, when it first got like real wild, yeah, cool, you can play it. San Andreas, cool, you can play it. Even 4, but 5, nah, dude, I can't.
Saints Row pretty bad too now.
I was like, man, I used to think my parents were mean. I had parents that wouldn't let me get Grand Theft Auto, you know, until I was 18. And I was like, man, y'all horrible. But I was like, god damn, shit's too real, dog. Like, you can sit down and smoke weed for fun.
Yeah, that should be allowed. Nothing like that. Only because I was looking for gainful employment, but yeah, there's nothing wrong with weed. The alcohol issue, that's a problem.
You can get drug on there too.
That's true. They won't let you drive though. See, that's what I'm saying. 5 ain't that bad. You can't.
What are you talking about? You can drive on that drunk.
I was drunk and my dude couldn't even find the car door, I guess. Cause I was trying to get the car, he wouldn't get in. So I thought that was a safety measure.
You can go take your friends out to the bar and get drunk with them and drive them home.
Yeah, I apparently. My game was safety. I must have a safety on my Xbox. I tried.
And my last loser is the New Mexico Police Department in Denning, New Mexico, out here giving anal searches to cats for traffic stops.
Ooh.
It's all bad, yo.
So what?
All bad.
What part of the game is it where the cop says, can I check your ass?
So, true story. Denning, New Mexico, cat runs a stop sign, did a rolling stop. He was a rolling stop. He said when the cops approached him, they said, the cop said, dude, look like he clenched his butt cheeks. I don't know how you see that shit.
The skinny jeans,
man. How do you see a man clench his butt cheeks, dog? He's sitting in a car.
The skinny jeans, man.
So they ordered a search warrant on this man's ass.
Did they find anything?
No! He had to get an enema. He had to get an enema, and they didn't find shit. No, he had an x-ray. They didn't find shit. They gave him an enema. He didn't find shit. Then they put him to sleep and gave him a colonoscopy.
Yo, that is the worst night ever, dog. He's soon going to be a winner, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. I was just about to say that. He's about to be a winner.
I need $20 million.
Yeah, but you said explain away that night, nigga. How you get your money?
Nigga, I'll be like, listen, man. As long as ain't no motherfucker fuck me in my ass, I ain't had to suck no dick. I tell you how I got my money. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I said, look, man, I was walking down the street, nigga. A motherfucking car drove by, some truck, and nigga, I had to get my balls cut off, nigga, but I got $100 million, nigga. I tell you, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. As long as I ain't do nothing to take my manhood away, I tell you how I got my money.
Cavity search, a colonoscopy, an enema,
an x-ray, and they put me to sleep. Like, what the fuck? Like, they still ain't finding it. Like, man, listen. I'm like, listen, man.
How far up is it? Like, is it in my lungs? She drank my colon.
Right, I mean, like, close.
It's got to be in there. Like, what did y'all think y'all was going to find? How much did y'all think I had in my ass? Like, what? I mean, come on. Like, man.
Like, what y'all going to find in my soul or some shit?
I mean.
Yo, man. That nigga should have just said, yes, I was speeding. Yes. Thinking, man. Do you know how fast we're going? Yes, nigga. However fast, say. I was going 200 in this Fiat. Yes, I was doing 200 miles an hour.
And it's funny when I read that story. They said three chicks got stopped in Texas, and they got David Johnson searched for weed.
God.
They did a Kelly search on these chicks, dog. Like, it's not safe, dog. It is not safe in these streets.
These cops are going crazy. Were they black chicks?
It didn't say. They just said it was no. They were Hispanic. There were three Hispanic girls in the car.
That's pretty much the rule for Texas.
Hey man, 911 is a joke. I want that song played. All right, 911 is a joke.
Oh shit!
Terrible, man. Jerry, what are your winners and losers, man? The people are glad that you're back this week, bro.
Man, my loser of the week is McDonald's. Today, people, a sad day. McDonald's rolled out a new price menu. The dollar menu is not the dollar menu anymore. Prices went up. The McDouble's like $1.19. They got a bacon McDouble now. They got some new sandwiches. It's like $2, and they got this combo that's like $5. It's some weird shit McDonald's doing. So, but you know, we can thank Obama for that. You know, him putting pressure on McDonald's to raise the wage and shit. You know, now he passed the buck on to the consumers because since they had to go up on hourly wage, they changed the prices up. And, you know, so now the people getting paid more, but, you know, we had to pay the difference. So, you know, so my loser is McDonald's for fucking everything up. My winner, who I'm going to go with this week? I'm going with Nick Foles. Nick Foles. Peyton Manning was off this week, but you still gave us Peyton Manning like stats and 7 touchdowns, tied the NFL record for most touchdowns thrown in the game. Nick Foles comes in relief for Mike Vick and, you know, basically took the job. So now Mike Vick has been relegated to a backup and he will never start again for the Philadelphia Eagles unless Nick Foles get hurt again.
Will he even play again for the Philadelphia Eagles after this season?
Oh, no, he's done. This is it for Mike Vick. But he has been humble about it. They're going to let him go because, you know, the contract they gave him. You know, the money, they're moving on from Mike Vick. And, you know, hopefully he'll get a job somewhere because, you know, he got to keep up that lifestyle he got going, you know. So, that's it for me, man.
Shit, what if the losers, I mean, you know, my losers are St. Louis. St. Louis is a loser right now. Missouri is a loser right now. Just losing. Shout out to Mizzou for, you know, keeping us afloat. You lost the game and you only dropped down to number 9, which is good. So, you'll probably be back up around 6 or 7 when the new poll comes out for that trouncing you put on them motherfuckers. But the Birds lost, the Rams keep losing, our quarterback sucks. So Missouri right now is just rough, it's tough in the streets, man, so we losing. I ain't got no winner, man. This is tough, I can't take it right now. Can't deal.
I love it.
Fuck you, Jared. Hey, so let's give my shout outs, man. Jared, go ahead and give you a shout out so we can roll out the show.
Man, shout out to the Tom Brown Packers, man. We had a rough season this year, man. We didn't win a game. But like I said, we went out the last game, you know what I'm saying? We was getting our ass kicked. It was just, I don't know, man. you know, we went out with a touchdown. So, you know, our season ended with us going to touchdown. So maybe that's a good sign for next year. You know, we learned how to lose this year. So, you know, we know what it's going to take for us to win. You know what I'm saying? We took a lot of lumps. So, you know, like I said, next year, you know, if everybody come back, we should be delivering some lumps. And, you know, so shout out to my Tom Brown Packers, man. So, you know, that's about it, man.
Go ahead, GQ. What kind of shout out you got this week, bro?
Shout out to Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. If you listen to the last few shows, I've been really on my Sigma shit hard.
Pause.
No, I ain't gonna pause that. I ain't pausing that one.
I know them, your bros, man. Just go with the flow, Blue, man. Come on.
but nah, we're actually trying to establish International Day of Service. So for January 11th, you know, we got our centennial coming up, which is the 9th, January 9th, next year. And so we're trying to establish International Day of Service. So I think this is big for us, you know, culture for service, service for humanity. I'm really excited. I'm always excited when we're doing things in the community. And I think this will be a really good look for us. And, But I haven't said it, but I'm going to finally say I'm going to be a team player. There's something special going on in Phi Beta Sigma. So, you know, I'm excited for us to do that. I'm actually going to help plan that out. Cause I know a lot of people who are trying to start that initiative. So I'll be working on that. So I'm really excited to work on that. So shout out to Sigma. Shout out to Q. Love you, Q. And shout out to my mentor, Dr. Ricky Jones, who's going to have a debate tomorrow with the biggest black preacher in Louisville. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, that should be it.
Whose side you gonna be on? Your mentors or the preacher? Since you know you're in the pulpit now, brother Blue.
I gotta roll with my allegiance. I gotta go with Doc. But this should be interesting. Just to let y'all know, Senator Rand Paul, he's the senator from Kentucky, junior senator from Kentucky. He's been trying his damnedest to get black votes, and so Kevin Crosby is the biggest preacher in Louisville, St. Stephen's Church, and he came out and said that he hasn't heard anybody support black people like Rand Paul since Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So.
He's on the payroll. He's on the payroll. Yeah, y'all got to talk to him.
So they're going to have this debate tomorrow. So I didn't even know it was happening until today. I saw it on Facebook, so I'm like, I got to go to that. So. Shout out to Dr. Jones. It should be a good spirited debate. And shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Fro Nation. Shout out to everybody who rocks with us, who listens to us. And that's about it, man.
Hey, man. You know, shout out to the usual suspects and, you know, Tracy May.
Don't give up, Tracy May. Don't give up. Don't give up, Tracy May. Because I seen the post, Tracy May. We all pulling for you over here. Do not give up. Stay with it.
Need to get her back on the show as well. Shout out to Miss T. Lee. Shout out to all the people that follow us on Twitter and all over social media. Shout out to the three people that bought shirts. We appreciate you. RT3, your package is in the mail. So you should have that soon. You know, you're dealing with the USPS. So good luck with that, sir.
If you would have ordered a side of rice, it would have been there. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out.
Man, I do have to give myself a winner this week. Yes, I am a winner because the government accepted my back taxes in compromise. There is hope. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man. And I owed a nice little chunk of change and got an offer in compromise.
They locking niggas up, so all right. You better pay that shit, man.
I offered compromise. They accepted it, man. I'm good.
Okay. I'm good. They locked Lauryn Hill ass up, nigga. They locked your black ass up, nigga.
That's more for them whack ass songs, though, than any transgressions.
Nigga, what about Wesley? What about Blade? They locked Blade Daywalker.
Blade up. They knocked up Ryan Isley. Hey, man, look. When you get that notification, and if you get that notification, go find you a lawyer or someone who can do your taxes immediately. Immediately, nigga. They go in your account and will take your shit. You will go to get gas, and that motherfucker will say, mm-mm. No. But what happened? Mm-mm. No.
Nah, it's going to hit you with that. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So yeah, I had to go through all that. So I'm a winner this week because you know the streets let a brother rock. So you know next year I'll be good. So you know props to that. Props to my financial team, K&F Financial. Appreciate you. And that's about it for the show, man. We will have another show next week, and then after that, you know it's Thanksgiving. So you know all bets are off at that point. But this is the Frocast. Make sure you're tuning in, checking us out, letting somebody know about the show. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate doing this. Shout out to the whole Nappy Afro staff. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Ricenberg, sitting in with GQ Blue and King Germ. We will holler at y'all next week or next time on episode 95. This is the end of episode 94. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.